The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
What's up, guys? All right, Dave Van Auken here. I used to do this so much back in the day, more often, and I want to bring it back. I got an idea. I'm going to record it into this microphone, and you guys can listen to it anywhere and everywhere. That's what we do. Later on today, guys, the Fight Banana Show will be live. It's going to be great. Of course, that will be on the podcast version as well. We'll break down UFC 297 and recap it and more stories that are out there. But like I said, I got one take, something I've been kind of thinking about, mulling over since I saw Dana White at the press conference after UFC 297. And, I haven't seen it that much out there. I haven't heard it that much out there in the interweb. So I was like, let me do this. Let's record. It's what we got, what I can do. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to throw out four analogies, at least for now, maybe in my why, but I'm just going to say it. Are you guys ready? I believe Conor McGregor will main event UFC 300. I know. There we go. It's out there. I said it. This is being recorded. You guys can download and subscribe. And when you do, I appreciate the hell out of it. Conor McGregor will main event UFC 300. All right, let's break this down now. First and foremost, Conor McGregor said, he tweeted out on New Year's Day that he will be fighting Michael Chandler International Fight Week in June and at the middleweight division. So if let's just be honest with each other, if that is all true, if that's true, wouldn't the UFC, out of all people, and I know it's so far away and so long away, and that's another point of mine, but wouldn't the UFC say, yes, that's true, double down, let's be honest, wouldn't they have a fight poster? Wouldn't they have a cool Conor McGregor, original International Fight Week would have its own background? Like UFC 300, when they make those posts, it's a different, unique, original own background. It's pretty cool. UFC 300, I love it. But if that was true, if Conor was fighting on International Fight Week in June, wouldn't they have posted about it? Wouldn't they have, Dana White said something about it? Wouldn't they have confirmed or denied? They have it. Also, I still don't believe they're fighting at middleweight. That's just a preference. It doesn't make sense for either one of their career going forward. Because, yeah, maybe this is a one-off for Conor, guys. Maybe this is it. Maybe. But if he wins, I don't think so, right? If he wins, there's something else on the outskirts of it. For Chandler, win, lose, or draw, he's going to fight. I even think he's going to fight again in 2024. Like, Chandler's a mixed martial artist. He'll be back. And then if this was true, if they're fighting in June and, sources or, social media, I know that Michael Chandler has been training for the, last couple weeks. He's in and out of the gym down there at Killcliff. If you had the biggest fight of your career, I'm doing air quotations on an audio podcast again. If you had the red panty night, if you had the biggest money-making night of your professional career, and if it was 6 months ahead of you, 7 months ahead of you, wouldn't you bubble wrap yourself, right? Wouldn't you absolutely take care of yourself? I'm not saying you let yourself go. I'm not saying you, sharpen the iron a little bit, but pun intended. But wouldn't you not be training like you're training for a fight? Because God forbid, what happened if Michael Chandler tears his ACL, tricep, meniscus? If he does something outrageous and he's been waiting, literally he wasted his 2023 waiting for the Conor fight. And if the fight was going to happen in International Fight Week and he gets hurt before it, Chandler, 2 years of his professional career, maybe peak career, he could have fought Gaethje, Poirier again, Sarikian. Who knows? He could have even fought Islam. So I don't think there's any reason why Chandler and Conor are training in January if their fight's in June. Does that make sense, right? Do you hear me on that one? And then I think the last major reason, and is it goes down in so many, it moves out in so many different prongs. It feels like it's the low-key show. It's like the multiverse. Like you say one thing and all these different webs come from it, right? Dana White has been so prominent about how big UFC 300 is and how historic this fight card's going to be. I've never seen anything of it. I've talked with all my buddies about it. I've never seen that. I don't think UFC has ever done a fight card where they literally announce the prelims first and then all other fights first and maybe a main card fight first and then the main event. It's always, guys, we know UFC 297 was Strickland Duplessis. We know UFC 298, right, was Topuria and Volkanovski. Like, we know the main events. Like, we figure out the main events first, and then everything comes after. Everything comes out after. I don't know why they couldn't announce Conor and Chandler. There might be some silver lining underneath it. Yeah, and I think I know why. I'm going to get to that in a second. You know, maybe contract negotiations. Maybe Conor wanted more points on the pay-per-view. I'm not exactly sure. But they couldn't. They maybe didn't lock it down yet. And the number one reason, and I just saw a tweet about it, and I was thinking this. So everyone thinking USADA's gone and everyone's juicing. That's not the
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thing, guys, they have, there's another agency, it's multiple letters, look it up. And Aaron Bronsetter, who's top five MMA reporter, he literally just tweeted out that Conor McGregor not once but twice has been tested by the new doping agency that's working for the UFC. Not once but twice. Again, why would they be testing him if he's fighting in June? And I think maybe Chandler's like, guys, I'm not going to fight him if he's on steroids or any kind of, you know, illegal substance. I need two tests. If he has two tests, I'll sign the dotted line. I'll take, you know, the less money, whatever the point may be. Is I think the UFC, Michael Chandler, Conor McGregor, just it's negotiations, it's contracts. One guy wanted more money. One guy wants more pay-per-view points. One guy wants his trademarked, alcohol on the cage. One guy wants to make sure the other one's not cheating. So on and so on and so on. That's what happens. I'm lucky enough to have friends who fight for the UFC, and they tell me stories about they were this and this and this and behind the scenes stuff that I won't even say out here on this pod, but there's so much that goes into it before just, boom, they make a fight announcement. And especially the biggest fight announcement of the year. And I know this is going to sound so hyperbolic. Maybe one of the biggest fight announcements in the history of the UFC. Dana White's been marveling about UFC 300. He knows he wants to make it as big as possible. And, people love it or hate it or somewhere in the middle on it. There's nothing bigger than Conor McGregor, and there's nothing bigger than Conor McGregor's return fight. I think this is going to happen. This is the last kind of major return. Conor's going to fight once a year or twice a year, every now and then, or he's gone. Like, this is it. He's getting, you know, he's getting closer up there in age. It happened fast, you know. He was the young guy, you know, he was the young champion. He's not that anymore. He fought Floyd Money Mayweather. He went away. He made a return. He got hurt. Guys, he's not a young chicken anymore. I'm not saying he can, and he's got billions and billions of dollars. He doesn't need to fight. I think this is it. This is the last return. And there's nothing bigger than UFC 300. And the last thing I will say on it. So there's my point. Conor McGregor, Michael Chandler, to me, will main event UFC 300. And my final point, and I know this is horrible to say, if that's not the main event, what is? Like, what is? There's four fight spots left. We all know, let's just be honest and throw it out there, guys. I think it's the welterweight championship. There's something with Leon and probably Bilal. That's one spot. I think they kind of want the middleweight championship on the line. Duplessis versus Izzy. Duplessis versus Strickland 2 in a rematch. That can happen. But is that main eventing? Like, you just main evented that against 297. Are you main eventing that again against 300? I think Piera's fighting on this card. Alex Piera. Is it light heavyweight against Megamon Ankalaev? Is Ankalaev going to main event the biggest show in the history of the sport? Like, I don't think so. Even Piera and Aspinall, like, is the main event the headliner of UFC 300 for an interim championship? Like, all those fights are great. All those fights are awesome on the card. Any direction you want to go with it, Piera and Ankalaev, Piera and Aspinall, Izzy versus Chimaev, Izzy versus Duplessis Strickland, Leon Bilal, Leon Shavkat. All those fights are awesome. Like, really high-level fights. They can main event UFC 301, or they can absolutely be on the main card of UFC 300. But none of those fights, in my honest opinion, none of those fights are headlining UFC 300. There you go. It's out there. It's recorded. I believe Conor McGregor will headline UFC 300. All right, guys, download, subscribe. You know what to do. Appreciate it. Share the link. Share with your friends. Share with your enemies. I appreciate you guys. Dave Van Auken, Fight Bananas. We'll come back. We'll have another podcast later on today. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.